弟兄姊妹，我们感谢主。
Brothers and sisters, we give thanks to our Lord.
让我们再一次有交通的机会。
That once again He has granted us this opportunity to fellowship together.
我想在弟兄姊妹中间，我们常常听到有这样的话。
I suppose among us, all the brothers and sisters, we often hear people say this.
讲到我们所交通的信息，好像在道理上似乎是比较高。
That people would say that the very message that we fellowship on seems too lofty.
好像让我们不太能够在实际上达得到。
As though in reality we cannot really reach it.
比方讲，我们讲到神永远的旨意。
For example, when we talk about the eternal purpose of God,
我们要做一个得胜者。
And we have to be overcomers.
我们将来要与主一同作王。
And in the age to come, we will reign together with Him as King.
我们要在神的国度里面得荣耀。
Or as we have to be glorified in His kingdom.
我们要成圣。
We will be sanctified.
这些好像让我们听起来是非常高的道理。
All these seem to be so lofty, so high.
让我们心中觉得好像不能够很凭着我们的力量能够来达到。
So in our hearts, we would say that we simply cannot attain to it by our own efforts.
我想我也在主面前常常对这个问题有一些思想。
And I often ponder this very question before the Lord in my heart.
这实在是一个极严肃的问题。
Truly, this is such a serious matter.
我们必须要对神的救恩、他的安排以及他怎样的成全这一个全备的救恩呢，有一个了解。
We have to understand the very arrangement, the very fulfillment of this full salvation of God.
不是在乎人讲的道理是否对我们实用，或者在道理上让我们看起来是一个高不可攀的一个讲论。
All this does not depend on the very teaching, whether it is lofty, hard to reach, or something that is practical.
我们如果对着神这一个救恩的计划以及安排成全，我们有了解之后，我们就能够明白，并且能够很实际的走上这条属灵的道路。
So we have to understand the very plan fulfillment and arrangement of this full salvation. If we are able to put our hand upon it, we will be able to actually walk in this way of the salvation.
所以早晨，但愿主给我们恩典，我们能够一同在这个点上，我们来思想。
So this morning, we ask the Lord to show us His favor, His grace, so we can together meditate on this very thing.
好，我们请弟兄姊妹，我们来读几处的圣经。
So brothers and sisters, let's consider a few passages.
我们请翻开罗马书第七章。
Please turn to Romans chapter 7.
罗马书第七章，我们读八节到二十五节。
We will read from verses 18 to 25.
我先用中文读，然后姊妹再带我们用英文读。
I will read this passage first in Chinese, and our sister would read them in English.
十八节，我也知道在我里头，就是我肉体之中没有良善，因为立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。故此我所愿意的善，我反不做；我所不愿意的恶，我倒去做。若我去做所不愿意做的，就不是我做的，乃是住在我里头的罪做的。我觉得有个律，就是我愿意为善的时候，便有恶与我同在。因为按着我里面的意志，我是喜欢神的律， 但我觉得肢体中另有个律和我心中的律交战，再把我掳去，叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律，我真是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这屈死的身体呢？感谢神，靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能脱离了。这样看来，我以内心顺服神的律，我肉体却顺服罪的律了。
Verse 18. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, nothing good dwells. For to will is present with me, but how to perform what is good I do not find. For the good that I will to do, I do not do, but the evil I will not to do.That I practice. Now, if I do what I will not to do, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. I find then a law, that evil is present with me, the one who wills to do good. For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin.
第八章第一节第二节
Chapter 8, verses 1 and 2
如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了，因为是圣灵，是生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。
There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death.
第五、第六节。
Verses 5 and 6.
因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。体贴肉体就是死，体贴圣灵乃是生命平安。
For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death.But to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
12-13
Verses 12 and 13.
弟兄们，这样看来，我们并不是欠肉体的债，去顺从肉体活着。你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死；若靠着圣灵制止身体的恶行，必要活着。
Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
好，我们圣经就暂时读到这里。开始之前，我们再有一点祷告。
Now we pause here from our scripture reading. Before we start, shall we bow our heads and let's have a word of prayer?
主，我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your grace.
在七日的第一日，就是你复活的早晨，我们一同来到你的慈恩宝座前。
That on the very first day of the week, on the Sunday of the resurrection day of yours, that we come together before your throne of grace.
你的怜悯，你的恩典，每早晨都是新鲜。
For your mercy and grace are new every morning.
我们来到你的施恩座前，我们来向你敬拜。
And we come before your throne of grace, we worship you.
主，我们感谢你，像我们这一般不可爱的人，你居然愿意拯救我们。
Lord, we thank you for we who are so unlovable, but you're willing to save us.
感谢你，不仅在十字架上面为我们流血舍命。
We thank you. Not only have you died on the cross, bled to die, to die.
把我们从罪恶死亡的权势底下释放、拯救出来。
But you also have set us free from the dominion of sin and death.
并且你第三天复活。
And also on the third day you resurrected.
你更把你复活的生命也赐给了我们。
Even more, you have given us your resurrection life.
如今靠着这复活的生命，我们能够来侍奉你，我们敬拜你，我们来跟随你。
So by this resurrection life today, we can come to serve, to worship, to follow you.
早晨这一点时间，我们求主在圣灵里面与我们同在。
Oh Lord, do be with us during this shortest period of time in your Holy Spirit.
愿在这里，神与人，人与神之间没有间隔。
So that there is no gap between God and man, and man and God whatsoever.
圣灵在我们中间能够自由地运行。
But only the Holy Spirit who can move freely in our midst.
你的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
But where your Spirit is, there is liberty.
让我们能够自由地来敬拜我们的主。
Allow us to freely worship our Lord.
在灵里面，我们得着释放。
So that we could all be set free in our spirit.
我们把讲的翻译的众弟兄姊妹都一同带到主的跟前。
We bring the speaking, the hearing, and the translator together before you.
愿你与我们同在。
Lord, be with us all.
我们把这一点时间恭敬仰望主。
And reverently, we simply commit this period of time to our Lord.
你借着你的话能够做成你的工。
You will fulfill your work through your word.
叫你荣耀的心意能够在你儿女中间得到成就。
So that the glorious intent of your hearts will be accomplished among your children.
我们一同等候仰望在你的跟前。
Lord, together we simply wait and lift our hearts to you.
这样祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We ask with thankfulness in our Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹，我们知道罗马书乃是一卷讲到神全备救恩的书。
Brothers and sisters, we do know that the book of Romans is a book about God's full salvation.
罗马书第一章到第八章讲到这一个救恩的全备。
Chapter 1 through chapter 8 speaks of the fullness of this salvation.
第九章到十一章讲到犹太人他们怎样在这救恩里面之中神仍然要带回他的百姓。
Chapters 9 through 11 speaks of God's heart that eventually God will bring all the Israelites back to His will.
从十二章到末了乃是告诉我们在这个救恩里面我们怎样实际的在地上来跟随主。
Chapter 12 all the way through the end speaks of how we can in practice actually fulfill this salvation.
那保罗在罗马书第一章到第三章的时候
Paul in chapters 1 through 3
他乃是讲到人不管是犹太人或者是希利尼人就是我们这些外邦人都落在罪恶的底下
He speaks of us be it Gentiles, a Greek that's us or the Jews we are all under sin
从第三章到第五章
From chapter 3 through 5,
讲到因信称义,
he speaks of justification by faith.
神的义乃是借着耶稣基督向我们显明。
That is, the righteousness of God is being revealed through Jesus Christ.
然后借着人的信,
and also through our faith.
神也叫我们这一班能够在他面前称义。
God is able to justify us in His presence.
那到了第六章到第八章
Chapters 6 through 8
我们就看见救恩不仅仅只是停在这个因信称义的这个点上
We see that salvation does not stop at the very point of being justified by faith.
因信称义实在是一个极大的救恩
Justification by faith is an extraordinary great salvation.
他之中带领我们乃是不仅能够与神和好
Which leads us not only to be reconciled with God Not only that we're no longer under God's wrath,
并且我们能够与神为乐,
but also we could rejoice in God.
我们不再是聚居跟客旅,
no longer are we pilgrims and exiles.
我们乃是神家里的人,
instead, we are the members of His household.
我们能够享受父一切的丰盛,
so we could enjoy all the riches and fullness and the loving kindness of the God our Father.
那这是到第五章末了所说的话,
and this is what's being concluded at the end of chapter 5.
那我们就看见, 如果福音单单只是停到这里,
and here we see that if the gospel should only stop at this point,
对于我们这一班 犯罪的罪人来说,
then, to us sinners who committed sins,
这实在是好的无比,
it's already wonderful beyond measure.
这好像一个乞丐,
it's just like a beggar.
突然间呢, 被带到王宫里面成为一个王子,
all of a sudden, he's been brought into a palace, and now he has become a prince.
以前在路边跟人要饭,
before, he used to be despised on the wayside and asking for alms.
如今却被洗得干净, 在王宫里面得到荣耀与尊贵,
now he's thoroughly cleansed and received all the honor and glory in his palace.
这对这个乞丐来说还有什么比这个更好的呢?
Is there anything more wonderful than this to this beggar?
但是, 救恩到了罗马书第五章的时候, 对我们来说, 实在是好的无比。
So we know that salvation as it's depicted in Romans 5 is already wonderful to us.
但是, 在神这一面, 神还不能够完全的满意。
But on the part of God, He's not totally satisfied yet.
所以从第六章一开始,
so starting from the very beginning of chapter 6,
圣经就告诉我们, 我们现在是在恩典的里面,
the Bible teaches us that now we are under grace.
但是我们不能仍然活在罪中而叫恩典显多,
but we should not continue to live sin in order to make the grace to abound.
神把我们摆在一个新的地位上, 我们必须要开始走主所为我们命定的道路。
Now God has placed us in a new position, so we have to start to walk in the very path God has predestined for us to walk in.
那我们怎样来走这一条道路呢?
So how should we walk in this path?
这个原则乃是在第六章, 第十一节那里,
the principle to do so is seen in chapter 6, verse 11.
他讲到我们必须要向这罪呢看自己是死的，然后向神在耶稣基督里看着我们是活的。
It says, reckon yourself to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
换句话说，对着我们 过去老亚当啊一切的罪性，我们在我们的生命里头，我们看他乃是死的。
In another word, all the sinful nature in old Adam to us is dead. We count it, reckon it as dead.
我们向着神，我们里面乃是活的。
But toward God within us is living.
这是 基督徒能够成圣的一个秘诀,
and this is a very secret for a Christian to be sanctified.
然后到了第八章之后,
then after chapter 8,
乃是达到神拯救我们一个最高的目的,
it has come to the very highest purpose that for God to save us,
乃是叫我们能够得着 被磨成神儿子的形象。
His ultimate purpose is for us to be conformed to the very image of the Son of God.
所以他所招来的人，他就称他们为义。
Therefore, whom he has called, these he also justified.
并且他所称为义的人，他要叫他们得荣耀。
And of the whom he justified, these he also glorified.
这是一个全备的救恩。
This is the full salvation.
这是在神的心中所定规的。
This has been predestined in the heart of God.
神的救恩是完全的。
We know that God's salvation is complete.
救恩的前半段乃是因信称义。
The first half of this salvation is justification by faith.
乃是耶稣基督在十字架上为我们成全了这一个全备的救恩。
This full salvation has been accomplished by Jesus Christ on the cross.
我们人一点都不能够尽上我们任何的力量。
Man has no part whatsoever in contributing to this.
只有耶稣基督这一位赎罪的羔羊能够完全的拯救我们。
Only this Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, for our redemption, could fully save us.
只有人借着信，我们就能够简单的把这个救恩接受过来。
A man through simple faith simply receive this salvation.
救恩的另外一半。
Now the other half of this salvation,
我们就看见圣父、圣子、圣灵在我们这一般蒙恩得救的人身上，要拯救我们，达到神儿子的模样。
Allows us to see that God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit will save us, redeem us to become Christ-like in His nature.
那这一个需要我们与神配合。
And for this point, we need to cooperate with God.
恩典帮助我们达到这个目的。
Grace can help us to achieve this goal.
所以徐弟兄过去一直讲到我们在许多人的观念里头，我们常常觉得从救恩一切都是恩典。
So Brother Xu mentioned this many times in the past that to a lot of people, salvation is just like this.
不错，一切都是恩典。
Everything is from purely from God's grace.
但是恩典的运用有它的不同。
But how you apply this grace has a degree of difference.
前半部是一个白白的恩典。
The first half of our salvation is called free grace.
后半部乃是恩典要带领我们达到它的目的。
For the second half of our salvation is that this grace will help us to achieve God's goal.
所以我们如果去看罗马书第六章的时候，
So as we now consider Romans 6,
保罗就开始在那里劝勉弟兄姊妹们。
Here Paul admonishes all the brothers and sisters.
在第一节说，
Verse 1 says,
我们可以能在最终叫恩典显多吗？
What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound?
他说断乎不可，我们在罪上死的人请可能在罪中活着吗？
Certainly not. How shall we who die to sin live any longer in it?
然后第三节他就告诉我们。
And then in verse 3, Paul says,
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？
Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?
所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so, we also shall walk in newness of life.
然后他接下来就讲到怎样应用这个真理。
And then Paul continues to say how we could apply this truth.
那就是我们向着罪死。
That is that we should be dead towards sin.
那我们向着神在基督耶稣里我们看自己是活的。
And to God in Christ Jesus we should reckon ourselves being alive.
那如果我们不 这样来走主这一条道路的话，
if we choose not to walk in the way of the Lord in such a way,
我们很快就进到第七章的十八节这里。
Very soon we would enter into the state of chapter 7.
他说，立志为战由得我，只是行出来由不得我。
Paul says, the willing is present in me, but the doing of the good is not.
立志为战。
To will to do good.
我们是不是常常想要立志为善呢？
Don't we always often want to will to do good?
你比方说，
For example,
我很想要在年初的时候立志今年把圣经读一遍。
I really want to make it my aim, my will is to really study the Bible thoroughly at the beginning of the year.
所以我就立下这个心愿。
So I resolve.
我怎样来安排每一天读多少？
To make it my will that such as how many chapters I will read each day.
我也许开始我能够照着我的进度来读。
Maybe at the very beginning, I could do it according to my schedule.
但是很快的，许多事情就开始来打岔。
But very soon, so many disruptions are coming.
所以我也许今天就没办法读了。
Maybe today I'm not able to do it according to my schedule.
慢慢的，我就越落后越多了。
And bit by bit, I simply fall so far behind.
然后慢慢的我就感觉很疲倦，又有一点愧疚。
And gradually I feel very tired and wearisome and also guilty.
这里就是所谓的立志为战，由得我，但是行出来由不得我。
Now this is a very good example. To will is present with me, but how to perform what is good, I do not find.
我想今天是一个科技很发达的时代。
I believe today is such a technologically advanced age.
不管是年轻人，不管是年长的，我们常常都坐在电脑面前上网。
Now, whether you're young or old, you often sit before the computer to get on the internet.
这个常常花掉我们很多时间。
And often this takes so much of our time.
那我们也常常立志呢。不要在这些事上花太多时间。
And often we will not to spend as much time in this matter.
可是我们常常一坐下来，开启电脑之后，不知不觉一两个钟头就过去了。
But often as we sit down and by the desk and turn on the computer, and unknowingly 1 or 2 hours would pass.
好像我们心中有一个愿望。
And so we do have this hope in our hearts.
但是我们每一次做出来却达不到我们的愿望，而且常常相反。
But every time as we try to carry out our plan, then it's always opposite. We simply fall short of it.
那也常常礼拜天早晨，弟兄们常常在这里鼓励我们要早起。
And also on Sundays, brothers often at the pulpit encourage us to get up early.
我们要早一点来聚会。
Come to the meetings early.
我们心中也觉得这是应该的。
And in our hearts, we all agree, yeah, this is the right thing to do.
我们也立志从下个主日开始，我们不要迟到。
And we are determined, make it our will, starting from next Sunday, we will not be late.
但是一到礼拜六周末的时候，
But when Saturday comes,
我们觉得需要放松一点。
And it's the weekend, we need to relax a bit.
我们心中好像觉得我们可以隔天早一点起床。
And in our hearts, we feel we're able to make it. Tomorrow we get up early.
但是我们想想今天晚上的电视节目也很好看。
Then we think, oh, tonight's TV programs are wonderful.
所以我们看得很晚。
So we watch them till very late night.
但是第二天早晨我们自然就起不来。
Of course, the next day morning, you're not able to get up early.
或者我们去参加朋友的 party。
Or we would go to our friends' parties.
我们老友相见，常常讲话呢，我们没有办法停下来。
And as we see our good friends, we cannot stop talking.
以至于我们有许多的理由，隔天我们起不来。
So now we have so many excuses for not getting up the next day morning.
这是很普遍在我们身上所发生的现象。
This is such a widespread phenomenon which happens to all of us.
那保罗在他身上常常也有这样的一个情形。
Now in Paul, he also often encounters things like this.
然后保罗呢，把这个情形告诉了我们。
And Paul relates his condition to us.
他把我们带进一个更深的真理的里头。
In doing so, he is now leading us into a deeper truth.
乃至在22节他就告诉我们。
In verse 22, he says.
或者21节。
Or starting from 21.
他说，我觉得有一个律。
I find then a law.
就是我愿意为善的时候，便有恶与我同在。
That evil is present with me, the one who wills to do good.
因为按着我里面的意思。
For I, according to the inward man.
这里中文讲到我里面的意思。
And Chinese Bible says according to the intent of the intent of my inner heart.
原文呢，小字在这里乃是。里面的人。
But the small print is really the inward man.
什么叫里面的人？
What is the inward man?
里面的人跟外面的人有所不同。
What's the difference between the inward man and outward man?
里面的人乃是讲到我们重生得救以后，主耶稣的生命在我们的里面。
This inward man refers to the new life of Jesus Christ after we have beenborn again.
这个里面的人乃是主的生命，让我们羡慕要神的律。
This inward man admires the life of Jesus Christ and wants to gain the law of this life.
我们得救的人里面都有一个人。
All of us who have been regenerated have an inward man.
但是我们老亚当的生命仍然存在我们这个身上。
However, the old Adam's life continues to live in us.
这是外面的人。
Which is called outward man.
并且这个外面的人呢，乃至活在那一个律，就是罪和死的律的里面。
And also this outward man lives in the sin of law and death.
那这个律呢，两个律在我里面就彼此在那里征战。
Therefore, there is this a set of two laws fighting against each other within me.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们基督徒常常里面会有像保罗一样的挣扎。
So brothers and sisters, Christians often encounter the same struggling that happened to Paul.
那这一个挣扎呢，就像保罗这里所描述的。
And this struggling is so well described by Paul here.
当我里面羡慕神所量给我的那一些的善。
In my heart, I really admire all the goodness that God has allotted to me.
那但是我的肉体，就是我这个外面的人，常常行出来却是恶。
But my flesh, which is my outward man, often only does wickedness.
那我想我们先来看一下圣经讲什么是善，什么是恶。
So now we would like to consider what the scripture says about the good and the evil.
善呢，乃是指着神的旨意说的。
God, a good speaks of God's purpose.
它大过人所说的善恶。
which is larger than the good as people would often refer to.
或者讲到我们需要行善做好事。
It's larger than what people say we need to do good, to do charitable deeds.
当然我们遵循神的旨意。
Of course, as we obey, we do God's will.
我们自然所行的在人中间就是善的。就是美好的。
Very naturally, what we do among men is deemed good by man.
但是神的善乃是指着他的旨意大过于人所看的好事。
But the good, according to God, is larger than the good deeds conducted by man.
恶呢？
What about evil?
恶也不是直接讲到人犯世上律法法律的罪。
This evil does not only speak of all the evil conduct that men have conducted violating the law.
也许我们不犯世上法律的罪。
Maybe we do not commit all the sins considered crimes by the earthly law.
我们也不犯道德上的罪。
Nor do we commit any moral sins.
但是是与神的心意相抵触。
However, what we do is contrary to the heart of God.
你记不记得当神责备以色列人的时候？
Do you recall when God rebuked the Israelites?
他说在耶利米书第二章那里讲到。
There in Jeremiah chapter 2, God says,
他说以色列人行了两件恶事。
Israelites have done two evil things.
就是他们离开耶和华这活水的泉源。
That they have forsaken the living, the spring of the living water of the Lord.
并且呢，他们为自己凿成一个池子，就是破裂不能储水的池子。
And they have digged a cistern which is broken, which cannot hold water.
他们完全的离开了神。
They have completely departed from God.
用自己的办法走自己的道路。
They simply walk in their own path by their own way.
这就是神所讲到的恶。
This is what God refers to as evil.
所以在这里我们看见在我们的身上确实有这两个力量在那里。
So here we see in us, indeed, there are these two forces working.
所以保罗这里头有一个极大的挣扎。
Therefore, within Paul, there is such a great struggling.
这一个挣扎叫他不能够进到神的心意的里面来走这一条永生的道路。
And because of the struggling, he was not able to actually enter into the heart of God, actually to walk in God's way.
保罗有一颗心愿要好好的服侍主。
Paul does have this very heart to serve God well.
按着主的心意来跟随他。
And according to God's will, he will follow him.
但似乎他所用的不是一个准确的一个方式。
But it seems that Paul is not using a very accurate way to achieve his goal.
就好像我们今天蒙恩得救，我相信所有的弟兄姊妹，我们都有一颗心愿要来
Just as us today, after we have been saved and being granted His grace, we all have the same will to serve Him.
我们想要爱主。
And also, we long to love Him.
我们要听主的话。
We want to hear His word.
我们愿意来追求认识主。
And we're willing to come to know to pursue Him.
我们愿意来读主的话，更多的明白他的心意，好叫我们的生命能够长进等等。
We are willing to study His word to understand His purpose so that our life would grow thereby. Things like this.
似乎我们就在这个时候也是跟保罗用同样的方法。
But it's just on the very, at this point that we're using the same method Paul once used.
以至于我们走了一阵子以后，因着里面的冲突，罪与，这个属灵的生命在我们里面的冲突呢，造成我们很快我们就似乎回到我们的旧人的生活方式里头去了。
And after we have try to do this for a while, the inner conflict within us very soon lead us back to our old life.
所以保罗说我真是苦啊。
Therefore Paul says, O wretched man that I am.
弟兄姊妹，我们是不是里面也常常有这样的呐喊？
Brother and sister, do we often have the same bemoaning within us?
我愿意胜过这一些。
I so will to overcome all these.
我们听到许多的道理，好像也能够叫我们胜过这一些。
And we also have heard so many teachings which seem to be able to help us to overcome these.
但是在我实际上怎么没有办法胜过呢？
But in practice, why is I cannot overcome these?
到了第八章，保罗把这一条路告诉我们。
So in chapter 8, Paul points the very way to overcome.
他说，在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
He says there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus.
我们每一个蒙恩得救的人，我们都已经在基督里。
Every person who has been saved by his grace is already in Christ.
这个是生命圣灵的律，在基督里已经释放了我。
So this law of the spirit of life has already set me free in Christ.
所以我们已经被释放了。
That is, we have already been delivered.
我们蒙恩得救那一刹那，我们得着这个复活的生命。
The very moment that we are saved by His grace, that we have received this life.
他已经叫我脱离这死和罪的律。
So he has already made me free from this law of sin and death.
那接下来保罗就要告诉我们怎样活在这个生命圣灵的律里头。
Paul teaches us how to live in this spirit of the law of spirit and life.
他说，随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事。
He says that those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh.
随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。
But those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit.
体贴肉体就是死。
To be carnally minded is death.
体贴圣灵就是生命平安。
But to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
那我们先来看什么是肉体。
So let's first consider what is the flesh.
肉体跟我们圣经讲到肉体跟我们这个身体有一点不太一样。
When the Bible speaks of the flesh, which is a bit different from our body.
那圣经讲到肉体也讲到许多不同的方面。
And also, when the Bible speaks of the flesh, it refers to the different aspects of the flesh.
但是有一个地方的解释能够很直接就帮助我们。
But there is one passage in the Bible can so directly help us on this.
我们请看一下哥林多前书第三章。
That is 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书，我们从第一节读到第三节。
We will read from verse 1 to 3, 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
他这里说，弟兄们，我从前对你们说话，不能把你们当作属灵的，只得把你们当作属肉体。在基督里为婴孩的，我用奶喂你们，没有用饭喂你们。那时你们不能吃，就是如今还是不能，你们仍是属肉体的，因为在你们中间有嫉妒纷争，这岂不是属肉体照着世人的样子行吗？
And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with solid food, for until now you are not able to receive it, and even now you are still not able, for you are still carnal. For where there are envy, strife, and divisions among you, are you not carnal in behaving like mere men?
这个肉体呢，在英文的翻译里面呢，有时候翻成 carnal， 有时候翻成 flesh。
So this flesh, sometimes in English, that it would use the word carnal.
那在希腊的原文是同一个字。
But in Greek original, it simply is one word.
那肉体 在这里很显然就是讲到我们老亚当的生命罪性在我们的里面，我们所表现出来跟世人一样那个亚当生命的性质。
So this flesh is simply the old Adam's nature within us, which when we actually carry it out, it's just there's no difference from the rest of the world.
那这个肉体在罗马书第八章那里讲到，体贴肉体的人就是死。
And as to this flesh, since we read Romans 8, for to be carnally minded is death.
体贴就是我们常常去思念。
To be minded of something means that you often think about it.
那体贴，他在这里讲的肉体，结果所带来就是死，好像给我们觉得。这个肉体都是不好的。
So here he said, to be carnally minded is death. So we would think that all flesh is bad.
但是肉体不一定都是不好。
But it may not necessarily be so.
在我们人，我们很多时候，比如说神造我们，我们有一个爱心。
Now, as humans, when God first created us,we have this heart of love.
我们帮助人，我们有一个热心。
We try to help people zealously with zeal.
你比方讲，摩西当他四十岁的时候
，For example, Moses, when he was 40 years old.
他从埃及的王宫离开到他弟兄的中间。
He left the Egypt's palace and then he went into the midst of his brethren.
他看一个埃及人来欺负以色列人。
And he saw an Egyptian wronged an Israelite.
他一拳就把那个埃及人打死。
With one blow, he killed that Egyptian.
这是摩西的热心。
And this is Moses' zeal.
这是出于他天然的肉体。
This is from his natural flesh.
人的肉体不能够成就神的义。
And man's flesh cannot accomplish God's righteousness.
不能够成就神要拯救以色列人。
Cannot accomplish God's purpose to save Israelites.
就人的爱心来说。
In terms of man's love,
我们天然的爱父母爱儿女，这是人都可以体会一个至高的爱。
Naturally, we would love our parents, our children. This is the kind of love that people can relate to.
这个爱存在我们的里面。
And which resides in us.
但是已经被罪所玷污。
However, this natural love has already been defiled by sin.
我们如果去看旧约的圣经。
And as you read the Old Testament scriptures,
当神要扫罗去把亚玛利王亚甲杀死的时候
，When God wants Saul to kill the Ammonite king Agag,
他看到这个王就连续他。
And Paul sees this king, he has this sympathy for him.
扫罗王呢，没有把亚甲王杀掉。
So King Saul did not kill King Agag.
因为他里面有一个爱他的心。
Because within Paul's heart, he had this heart to love him.
但是这件事情在神的面前带来极大的恶。
But this very matter before God brought was considered grave sin.
所以我们就可以看见，在人看来。属肉体的事并不是完全都不好的。
So to man, all the fleshly things may not necessarily be evil.
但是当我们进到一个属灵的境界的时候，我们就看见它在神面前所带来乃是一个死亡。
But once we enter into the spiritual realm, we see that the flesh only brings us into death.
换句话说。神所要的乃是我们能够活在一个圣灵的里面的。
To put in another word, a word that what God wants is to have us live in the Spirit.
我们里面有两个源头在 我们里面。
There are two sources within us, origins.
我们仍然活在肉身当中。
As we still live in the flesh.
我们可以按着我们亚当老我的生命来活。
So we could either to live according to the old Adam natural life,
或者我们已经从主那里接受了这一个新生命。
Or since we have already received this new life from our Lord Jesus Christ,
我们靠着这一个生命来活。
And then we live according to this life.
当我靠着这一个生命来活的时候，这里告诉我们，我们就有生命。就有一个能力，我们就会有一个与神之间一个真实的一个平安安息。
When we live according to this life, here the verse tells us that we will have this life power and the true rest and peace with God.
这是保罗给我们看见他找到这一个秘诀。
And here Paul shows us that he has found this secret.
基督徒的生活在这里给我们看见乃是一个源头的问题。
So the very issue of Christians living is a matter of this origin.
我们可以讲到很多好的事情。
We could talk about so many good things.
但是源头是从哪里来？
But where is the very origin of all these things comes from?
源头是从亚当的生命人的思想，人看为美好而来呢？
Is this from Adam's life, man's thought, which people think wonderful?
还是直接从圣灵，从我们这个里面的生命，从神那里直接而来？
Or is this from the Holy Spirit, from within us, from this life within us, or from God?
如果我们源头是从老亚当那里过来，
Well, if this origin comes from old Adam,
也许我们可以有在人看来有一个非常美好的一个结果。
In man's viewpoint, the very ultimate result is very good.
我们靠着我们的能力、才干、方法、组织，我们可以做得好。
By our power, talents, methods, organizations, things are done very nicely.
但是源头不对。
But the origin is not right.
在神看来是没有用处。
In the sight of God, all this is useless.
这是讲到死。
And this refers to death.
如果我们的源头是出于神。
But if the origin is from God.
即使我们开始招人的误会，也许人不明白。
Even though at the very beginning we are misunderstood by men who do not comprehend all this,
神必赐下能力。
But God for sure will send the power down.
神他的平安必与我们一直同在。
And His peace will forever abide with us.
至终。神必得到荣耀。
Ultimately, God will be glorified by this.
所以这是一个我们跟随主走主的道路，一个两个极大一个区别。
So this is such a stark contrast, in terms of the two ways of following the Lord.
然后保罗到了第十二节那里就告诉我们。
And here we read verse 12.
他说：“弟兄们，我们并没有欠肉体的债。”
Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh.
因为肉体已经被钉死了。
Since the flesh is already crucified.
2000年前，当耶稣基督钉在十字架上的时候。
2000 years ago, when Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross.
我老亚当的生命已经与基督同钉在十字架上。
I, the old Adam's life, was already crucified with him on the cross.
我不需要再受他的支配。
I don't have to be under his control anymore.
如今支配我的乃是圣灵在我里面支配我。
What rules over me now is the indwelling Holy Spirit.
这是一个我们能够走这一条成圣的道路。
And this very truth will enable us to walk this path of sanctification.
我想还有一点时间，我们讲一些例子。
And I would like to share with you with real examples for the remaining of the time.
我们常常听到弟兄姊妹，甚至我自己都有这种感觉。
Often we hear brothers and sisters would have this kind of sentiment. Even I myself do so.
在有一段时间，我们会觉得我们邻里非常的下沉。
For a certain period of time, we feel we're so low in our spirit.
我们服侍主没有那个劲。
Now we serve the Lord, but not with the gusto, without this zeal.
也许我们可能生活工作非常的忙碌，以至于让我们属灵的生命沾染了很多的尘土等等。
Maybe in our living, our work, we're so busy that it seems that our spiritual life has been now covered with much dirt.
或者我们周围所发生的许多的事情，叫我们觉得里面感觉到有一点灰心。
Or so many things around us happen so that they really cause us to become very downcast.
这常有的事情。
These are the things that happen all the time.
那当我们有这种感觉的时候，
And then when we have this kind of sentiment,
过去我们总是觉得说，也许我们需要去参加一个特会，盼望这个特会能够把我们眺望起来。
Then we used to think, well, we need to go to a special conference. So through this conference, we will be rekindled again.
有时候确实好像也有一点果效。
And sometimes it did have some effect on us.
但是有时候我们去参加完一个特会，听了很多不错的道理，但是回来里面还是感觉很冷淡。
Other times that we went to different conferences, we heard so many wonderful messages, but when we came back, still within us, our heart was cold.
所以当我回到主面前来向主祷告的时候，
So as I came back before the Lord to pray on this,
我说主啊，求你重新再把那个属灵的生命那个火从我里面眺望起来。
And I said to the Lord, Oh Lord, once again rekindle this very life of my spiritual life within me.
也许祷告了一阵子，
And after I have prayed for a while,
里面好像没有我所期望的那个火呢，很快就花旺燃烧起来。
And I did not see the kind of fire that I wanted to have kindled again in blaze.
但是有一件事情，主慢慢的在这件事上提醒我。
But there's one thing as to this point, God gradually reminds me.
当我向着主祷告的时候，
that as I pray to the Lord,
主慢慢在圣灵里面就会再用一个小的声音来提醒我一件事情。
Gradually, the Lord will remind me in whisper.
比方讲，当我觉得疲倦或者心意很闲懒的时候。
And for example, when I feel so tired, or as I slack off,
主提醒我说你去读一下圣经。
The Lord reminded me, go and read the word.
我可以在这个时候想很多理由，太累了。
At this time, I could have thought all kinds of excuses, such as I'm so tired.
我现在没有什么心思。
I'm not interested in that.
但是如果这时候这一个声音一进来，我就马上顺服这个声音，我去读主的话。
But if I should obey the very voice when it first entered into my heart, and I went and studied the Bible,
主似乎就慢慢的借着他的话开始在我里面工作。
And bit by bit, it seems that the Lord is working in me through His Word.
然后主会用这一个事情来提醒我，你不应该做这件事。
And through His word, He would remind me, such as you're not supposed to do things like this.
你应该要来做这个。
Instead, you should do things like this.
每一件事情，如果我都能够 顺服他的话。
So if in every matter I could obey him.
好像那一个火把在一堆干的柴里面慢慢的开始在那里又烧起来。
It's just like the very torch is gradually being set ablaze among dried wood.
然后借着这一堆火慢慢又发旺了起来。
And through this whole process that the fire is now being rekindled and set ablaze.
这就是保罗这里所讲的。
And this is what Paul said here.
今天我们必须要活在圣灵的里头。
Today we have to live in the Holy Spirit.
不是一个很抽象很高的道理。
This is never an abstract or lofty teaching.
今天我们要走一条得胜的道路。
Today for us to walk in this overcoming path.
得胜的道路不是凭着我天然的能力我们可以走上去。
Now this victorious path can never be attained to by our natural abilities.
这一个乃是按着他复活生命的大能在我们的里面一步一步的带领我们。
It can only be obtained through the power of His endless life, which will lead us step by step in Him.
在我们看为小事的每一件事上，主先在我的身上得胜。
Now, in all the small things we deemed, God will first make us overcoming in them.
这样的话，我们自然就走在这一条得胜的路。
And then very readily you are for sure to walk in this path of victory.
我们怎样过一个成圣的生活？
Then how can we lead this sanctified life?
同样一个原则。
It's by the same principle.
我们在每一件事上，我们按着圣灵给在我们里面的教导，我们分别自己成为圣洁归给神。
In every matter, according to the teaching of the Holy Spirit, you set yourself apart unto God, so you lead a life of sanctification.
也许我们平常是一个讲话很随便的人。
Maybe we used to be people who talk so casually.
但是圣灵在我里面提醒我的。
But now, as the Holy Spirit reminds us within us.
我就学习讲话要严谨。
Then I learn to be very sober, very careful as I speak.
这样的话，我们就慢慢把自己圣别出来。
And then gradually in this process, you are sanctifying yourself.
弟兄姊妹，这些都是帮助我们开始学习听圣灵的声音，走在圣灵所命定的路上，我们就能够走在一条神所预定在这个救恩的路上的道路。
Brothers and sisters, through practicing in all these, as we hear the voice of God and if we obey, then we are actually walking in this way of sanctification as it's already destined by God for us.
也许我们这些生活上的小习惯我们都看为无伤大雅。
And maybe we think, oh, all these little habits of our life couldn't possibly harm anything.
但是神却在这些点上先要一步一步来工作在我们身上。
But on all these small points, God will start first working in us.
我们只有接受这一些的工作，主才可能再一次把我们带往更深处去。
Only through accepting God's work in all these small points could it be possible for God to lead us into a deeper path.
然后主就会更深的把我们需要对付的更多的显明在我们的身上。
And then God will later reveal more clearly, deeply about the things that need to be dealt with in your life.
如果我们这样的跟随主。
Now, if we follow the Lord in such a way,
我们怎么会说我们基督徒的生活非常的boring 呢？
How could we say that our Christian life is so boring?
我们光是要注意主怎样带领我 我怎样特别要注意到我现在主怎样要来对付我的各方面。我们光是在这些事上跟主的来往交通，我们生命就会变得很活泼了。
Shouldn't be that our life become very lively as we focus our attention on what God's leading is at this point and how He's going to deal with me.
所以当然这些至终还是会讲到十字架的功课。
Of course, all these boil down to the very lesson of the cross.
因为圣灵总是把我们带到十字架。
Because Holy Spirit will always lead us to the cross.
我们要付上代价。
And we need to pay a price.
所以保罗到后面讲到说，如果我们与基督一同受苦。
And this is why Paul says that later on that if we suffer together with Christ,
我们才有可能跟他一起得荣耀。
Then it could be possible that we will be glorified together with Him.
但是十字架不是我们的终结。
But the cross is never the ultimate end on our part.
十字架至终会带来更多的圣灵。
The cross ultimately will lead more Holy Spirit to us.
我们会被圣灵充满。
And we will be filled by the Holy Spirit.
这就是神工作非常奇妙的地方。
This is the wonderfulness of God's work in us.
所以巴不得主把那世人智慧启示的灵告诉我们。
Oh, may the Lord grant us His spirit of wisdom and understanding.
让我们从今以后我们的生活能够活在灵里头。
So from now on, our living should be in the Holy Spirit.
我们凭眼见是容易的。
It's quite easy to live by sight.
凭我们的天然才干来生活，这是很自然的。
It's quite natural to live according to our natural talent.
但是我们这个里面的生命在，就好像被我们关在囚牢一样。
But if you live in such a way, our inner life is just like being prisoned within us.
我们需要让它活出。
We need to let it live out.
这就是圣经里面让我们看见什么是属灵的人。
And this is what the Bible has been teaching about a spiritual man.
但愿主怜悯我们。
May the Lord grant us His mercy.
好，我们再有一点祷告。
Shall we now have a further word of prayer, please?
主，我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your grace.
这实在是一个全备的救恩。
Truly, this is such a full salvation.
实在是超过我们所求所想。
Which exceeds all that we think or we hear.
主，你既然命定了我们。
Oh Lord, you have predestined us.
我们有什么话好说呢？
Oh, is there anything more that we could say?
我们只有求你真是能够帮助我们。
We simply ask, Lord, help us.
把那世人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
Grant us the spirit of wisdom and understanding.
让我们能够走上这条生命的道路。
So that we could walk in this way of life.
叫耶稣基督的荣美能够成全在我们每一位蒙恩的儿女身上。
So that the beauty of our Lord Jesus Christ would be fulfilled in every child of you.His who has been saved by His grace.
叫你的教会能够预备整齐。
So that your church will be prepared, made ready.
好迎接我们主的再来。
To receive the coming of our Lord.
我们把一切荣耀、尊贵、赞美都归给你。
To you be all the glory, honor, and praise.
祷告感谢，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We ask with thanksgiving in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.